I don't see why you have such a problem with this.
I'll let you know.
If the idea is to relive nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the most nostalgic thing in this guy's closet.
Yeah.
It's a blast from the past. It puts you right back to where you were as a teenager. It fits the entire theme here.
Mm.
But Tommy,
yeah.
You think just the fact that this man still owns this
yeah.
makes him sad.
Like you've kept it.
Well, I think that makes you sad.
Does it?
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. All right, so I want to be vague here.
All right.
Because I don't want to hurt anybody's
feelings. Just be cool.
But I'm popping through social media yesterday, and there's a local school, a bunch of alumni from like the class of like 1988 or 89. It's like 15 people.
Yeah.
Had all gotten together to do something for the kids that were like graduating this year.
Oh, how cool.
So you have all of these.
Like a mini reunion.
You got it. Yes, yeah, exactly. So
which you're also sad.
So they're at the school doing this event, yeah. and there's a bunch of pictures of these, you know, adults now that all graduated yeah. together. And
they're on campus.
They are on campus yeah, at the yeah. school.
Tooling around, man.
One of the guys who's part of this group in the picture was wearing his high school Letterman's jacket.
Oh.
He looked like he was in one of those pharmaceutical ads I see on TV. He does.
Now, we're all familiar with
it's
the...
It's alumni week back at the old high school.
So this guy still fits into it, too.
Yeah, he did.
Right?
He, yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I was there. Right.
You know, you can kind of fake fit into anything.
He well, fit into it.
I mean, think guy, of how small... Maybe not you so much. Think of how small you were in high school and how much your body's changed since then.
Okay, so this was yeah. the class of 88.
Okay.
So that was 36 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, a long time ago.
So that would put these people around 53, 54, 55?
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we all saw this, and I go, oh, this is fun, and I showed you the picture. And right away, you went
you
off.
It.
Yes, it
Why?
Looks sad.
What man. Is sad?
Sad you're walking around with that thing like anybody cares.
Okay.
Like, what's the point? Do you think you're impressing people?
Time and place for a Letterman's jacket.
Thank you.
If you're going to wear it, this is what you wear it to.
How about you
right?
just don't wear it or keep
oh.
it?
Oh, no, I can
cares.
Keep it. That is a special thing that I think most people, I have no problem somebody keeping it.
Old man wave.
It's when and you
thumbs,
decide.
Whoa, old man wave and thumbs down and the push
brush
away.
The brush off.
That's a triple threat.
The brush off has been thrown.
It's when you decide to wear it that
you shouldn't
becomes
wear
a little
it.
Questionable. But I get wanting to keep something like that. It's something that you invest a lot of money in at the time.
Those things were super expensive. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot of things going on here. Let's go down this point by point here.
Let's go.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. To Kimmy's point, her first point, if there is one place you can still wear your Letterman's jacket, it is in a situation like this man was in. He is back at his old high school.
It's old alumni week.
He is doing something for the kids that are there now. He is with his old classmates that he graduated with. I'm sure that the folks in that room, when he walked in and saw him wearing his Letterman's jacket, they thought it was great.
Man, the fact that you're still hanging out with your ass knocker buddies from high school.
How do you know they're hanging out? Maybe they all got together separately.
Now, you know they still hang.
So what if they still hang? What's wrong with that?
They're the same stale ass stories for 30 years.
Oh, my God. Just because you have no friends from high school doesn't mean that other people don't have friends. Yeah, you don't have friends, end of sentence, because of takes like this, you dick. So you are of the belief
yeah.
that this man should not even still own a Letterman's
jacket. It looks pathetic and sad.
To own it. Just to have it stored away somewhere.
Stored away, I guess. But the fact that you break it out at all.
Well, but that's the point of, I guess, keeping it is taking a look at it every now and then.
You know what I put that as? A guy that he went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Vegas once, bought that jacket, and he wears it all the time. Or the guy that owns a Corvette. Varsity jacket, but doesn't own a Corvette.
Well, but
it's
this,
the same
but
guy,
no, that's
man.
Different. That would be like if you wore a high school Letterman's jacket, and never played sports for that high school.
No, but you're still that guy. You're just trying to you're flashing sadness.
You know what? You know why he doesn't understand?
You're a sadness. Sad flasher.
Oh, you're sad flashing.
You sad flashing.
Sad flashing. Flashing that sad. You know why he doesn't understand this?
Because he never had one.
Well, yes, a Letterman's jacket from high school is an accomplishment, whether it was for sports or for music or yeah. whatever. You never accomplished anything.
I never got into big accomplishment, man.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding. You've never had a big accomplishment in your life.
Right.
You've never had accomplishment.
I stay away from it.
Okay. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. What clothes do you still have from high school? Because I agree with Kimmy. I think a Letterman jacket is perfectly acceptable to save. You earned it.
Yeah.
Those things were super expensive. My dad saved his, and it was hanging in our basement when I was a kid.
So if your daddy
uh-huh.
I see him strutting down the street.
Yeah.
Or he comes in here one day for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And he's got his varsity jacket on. Cool, right?
No, we're not. We didn't say that.
Said time and place. Yeah, we did say time and place.
So let's say your dad, he's an old Aquinas grad.
Yes,
right?
Yes. He attended Aquinas. Yeah.
So let's say he went down back there with you. Like you ran into him at alumni weekend.
Yeah, alumni weekend.
He's bragging up about his accomplishments back then. Sure, he's got the varsity jacket on, maybe the ring.
So he's wearing his class ring he's and blinged his varsity
out.
Jacket.
He is blinged out in Catholic swag.
At a reunion weekend, acceptable.
And you wouldn't have any. You wouldn't come in and tell me about any of that.
Well,
right?
It's my dad, so yes.
He's right.
Stolen Aquinas valor.
Anybody else but my dad, totally fine. But just because I know my dad.
All right.
You're telling me that if a bunch of guys in their 50s, 60s, and 70s went to a reunion weekend or an alumni weekend and they wore a Letterman's jacket or a class ring or a state championship ring or a hat or something, you would hold it against those guys.
Yes.
It's kind of a flex if you could still fit into it, too. I think that's part of showing it off.
Which is why my dad could not wear that Letterman's jacket.
He has to lay in the bed just to put a ring on.
How about the letter is now uppercase? 252-WCMF. There's a post on social media that we stumbled across. It's a local school. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Yeah. But like a bunch of alumni from the class of 88, like 15, 20 people got together. And like it was the seniors like last day. They're leaving the school. And they're like doing all this nice stuff for the kids. Like
fantastic.
A connection.
And one
of the guys that came back is wearing his varsity Letterman's jacket. And these people would be in their 50s if they graduated in 88. And I go, oh, this is fun. And I showed it to Tommy. And he starts killing him. Oh, you got the jacket. Oh, you wearing a jacket. Okay. So you say Letterman's jacket should not say.
Yeah.
When it comes to the clothes you may still have from high school.
Yeah, what is it?
Okay. I think, first of all, way more people than you think still have them into their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
Well, what else besides, like, what would that be?
All right, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Do you have any Hilton basketball or soccer swag left?
I mean, not really, because you couldn't keep, you weren't allowed to keep the uniform in most cases.
I meant like the t-shirts and stuff
you could buy. Yeah, I think I did save a few t-shirts. Oh, I do still have, because they'd give you like a practice jersey that like flipped colors so you could like scrimmage and stuff. I do still have that.
When's the last time you put it on?
The wedding.
It's probably been years.
Okay,
I'm actually not even sure where it is. I know I have it still somewhere.
All right, so your husband, big sports guy, when he went to Hilton High School, does he have any of his Hilton football,
my
baseball
husband
stuff?
Has no, like, he has no, he doesn't want to keep anything. Like, he has no connection.
Yeah,
it's
let
so
it
strange.
Go, man.
Like, his mom, I know his mom has some stuff, like, stored away from him, and she's like, can you come? She wants him to have it, and he's like, Mom, just throw it away. And she can't bring herself to throw it away, and I get it. But he's like, just toss it. And I'm like, don't you want to, like, at least look through it and see what's there?
That's insane, because if you are a man who played sports in high school and you graduated after 1995, I am confident you have in your closet drawer somewhere some of that stuff. And it is also the comfiest stuff you own.
Yeah.
Because it is
good sweatshirts.
It's broken in the sweatshirts, the t-shirts, and the shorts.
Right.
I have a pair of shorts and two workout tank tops left from when I went to Aquinas. I will never get rid of them. I will wear them around the house.
But you cling to all that
stuff. No, I don't cling to anything.
You are such a clinger.
Oh, my clinger.
Your whole house is a cling. You got bills, you got this, you got that. Sabres over here, Amherst stuff. Cling, cling, cling.
There are plenty of men and women that still will wear.
I think I do have a few hoodies.
There you go. Yeah. So, is Kimmy a clinger? Is Kimmy sad?
Total sad clinger.
When's the last? So do you wear your Hilton hoodies like around the house?
I haven't in a long time, but I do every time I find them, I put them on. Like, I forgot about this sweatshirt.
It's great, man. Yeah. Like the two tank tops I have, they are the softest, broken iniest. When those things go, if they rip or there's a hole in them, I will cry.
Well, I think
love
that's
these
why
things.
I don't want to wear them, because I also don't want to wear them out.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, I mean the memories are there. Well, you're a sad man.
No, I just move forward, man. I'm a progressive.
No, you're not. You
I push towards the future.
You've
Pat.
Done nothing since high school. You've done
everything
nothing.
Is
you've,
so much.
You've accomplished nothing. You've made spread nothing but sadness. Your face makes
that's
everyone
an
angry.
I think my husband did keep a few things from college, but that's it. He doesn't have anything else really in his closet.
All right, is this more of a guy thing than a girl thing? Or
probably.
How would you know? You don't even subscribe to this idea, man. Because there was like more stuff for the ladies to buy when it came to sports and activities. Like all of those female sports teams, like those cheerleaders could buy 45
they
different
had a
items.
Lot. They had you think girls, multiple jumpsuits.
So you think like cheerleaders hold on to their like cheerleading outfits?
The cheer shorts, I'm saying. No, not like the actual outfits.
I don't, again, oh. I think you have to give most of that stuff back.
But like, you know, they ain't fitting into it anyway. Like, come on.
You remember, Kimmy, you could buy those flowy shorts back in the day, and it said, like, you know, whatever cheer on the butt. You're going to tell me that every 40, 50-year-old woman that cheered.
I still have something, yeah.
Also, I would think that a husband or a boyfriend would be more excited about his wife in cheer shorts than she would be.
That would work, see, because that's some daddy time.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the wife puts it on for her husband.
The stuff she wore in high school?
Yeah. Why?
Oh, I'm just asking. Just trying to clarify.
She's of age.
Yeah. Shorts aren't.
That's all right. them britches are street legal in 50 states and Puerto Rico.
Okay, so wearing it around the house is appropriate.
Yeah, but it's a turn on.
No, I meant the other stuff. Why, you turned on with my Aquinas football tank top?
You know what I do wish I saved? Those tearaway pants.
They were clutch.
They were so clutch, and I think I gave all of them away. But like at the time, like now I kind of wish I had those back. Cause those were, you can't find those pants anymore.
Here's what sucked about tearaway pants. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you were right on.
They had the buttons, the snap buttons
when you
down
take
the side.
A dump.
So like taking them off was great.
Yeah.
It took you 20 minutes to put the pants back together.
Snap them on.
Yes, it was less complicated to put together like a Lego set than it was to put your pants back into pants form. Okay, so wearing the stuff around the house, fine.
Yeah.
Kimmy, Wegmans, Sunday morning, 38-year-old man, Aquinas football sweatshirt, class of 2004.
I'll give you a pass on the sweatshirt.
That's fine?
Yeah.
Okay. You go to the gym.
Yeah.
You go to the gym. You are standing next to a man who is curling something. Mm-hmm. He is wearing Athena baseball, Section 5 champions, 1999. Is that okay?
I mean, you're kind of wearing it just to
show
just
off.
For a comfort reason.
See,
showing
go.
Off.
There is the divide right there.
You're just
showing off.
You want somebody to ask
you're wearing
you.
It to the gym. You don't care that much about it.
I think if you're out wearing this stuff, especially when it's that specific.
Okay.
You're hoping somebody asks you about it.
There's
or like their memory of you or something. You almost want to be recognized.
Hmm. Well, most
for people. Your accomplishment.
Okay, so
do you also assume, I also sometimes think when I see people wearing high school stuff, like adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, that they work for the school or they still have some connection to the school.
Yeah, but here it gets embarrassing cuz like I have an Aquinas boxing hoodie that I wear just to support the program cuz I'm that kind of guy. And there have been people that have been like, "Oh, you coach at Aquinas?" And I'm like, "No." I just wear it.
You got to tell people.
I bought the sweatshirt for $40.
But you can at least say my kids go there.
Yeah, but they're not in the boxing program.
No.
It's a very unique program.
I just think once you leave high school, just leave it there and move on.
Why can't you have memories?
But you can keep stuff. I mean, I get like you're not cool with wearing it. I can see that argument. But why not? You don't want to keep some of it just to have? Well, again, and a lot of it, too, I didn't want to give it away because I spent money on it at the time.
Right.
And I think I also see it as like, well, I don't want to throw it away. I spent $50 on this hoodie.
No, it ain't chance. Kimmy's right. Like the amount that kids sports clothes, and I'm not even talking the uniforms. I'm talking the sweatshirts, the t-shirts, the shorts, the whatever. It is obscene. It's like, oh, you want to get a t-shirt that has your football number on it? $45 for a t-shirt.
Well, they also didn't have a lot of this crap when I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
How did my dad save all of it?
I don't know.
Because he had Aquinas football.
Stole it.
Yes, he absolutely did. But he had all that stuff. He had an Aquinas football t-shirt, shorts, all that stuff. He had a Mooney football t-shirt, shorts, all that stuff. Every high school he attended. Oh, I take it back. I still have an Aquinas basketball jersey that I stole.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
You had to have.
I absolutely stole it. And on hot,
you didn't play basketball.
I would play in the summertime when they needed
right, but I mean,
someone
like you didn't play
in
the varsity.
No. Like if there was like a summer camp, they needed five fouls.
Yeah.
You brought all the D linemen in.
Here comes the Jiggle Squad.
That's right. It was absolutely the Jiggle Squad. We got Instagram messages coming in. You can always get us at at Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Again, this conversation started with a man back in his high school with his classmates, class of 1988. They were out helping these graduating seniors, like serving them lunch.
Give him back, man.
And one of the guys was wearing his varsity letterman's jacket. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And
what
I
a beautiful moment.
Showed it to you. And you were like, oh, sad, pathetic loser. Bob writes us.
What's Bob got to say?
On Instagram. Bob says, you should save all that stuff. Your kids are going to want it.
No, they don't.
Stuff very cool these days. I think Bob's right.
Your kids, by the way, if your kids want it, it's not because it's vintage and it looks cool, but they don't want your memories.
I understand.
They want their own memories.
No, I get it. But what Bob is saying, because my youngest does steal the old Aquinas stuff to wear to like Spirit Day. Kimmy, right now, if you're, you know, if you went to the same high school your dad or mom did.
Yeah, I guess it would make sense if you went to the same high school. I wonder how many people are in that situation.
It must have. Well, my kids are in that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In this town, it's probably a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. I don't know the way that houses are selling now.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
I don't know.
You know? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So, we all know I never officially went to public high school because I was homeschooled, but...
He kept the entire kitchen.
Yes. So, the closest thing I have to, like, any kind of, like, high school... clothes or anything like that is I went to this school called Alert, which was a disaster relief school down in Texas. And so they would make shirts, like when I went there, it was back in 2005, and they would send us out to like help with disaster relief, obviously. And that was like Hurricane Katrina time and Hurricane Dennis, I think was the other one.
Okay.
So I still have those shirts. I will never get rid of those shirts. And the other thing they also did was they had a basic training, so to speak. So each unit would go through and then get their own shirt. And I still have that shirt. That shirt is pretty much Swiss cheese. I still sometimes wear that shirt. I'll never get rid of it. I don't care how old it is.
Yeah.
But
how beat up it is.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that shirt. But I don't think my girls will ever wear those shirts, and they're probably, if the school's still around when they're old enough, they can't go because it's a boys only school.
It's a long way around there.
But Ben, wow. Like, don't those shirts like remind you of tragedies though? You know? Like,
no, I got my Challenger shirt I wear once in a while around the house.
Oh no, it's just Challenge.
Are,
no,
they,
you read it wrong.
Are they happy memories for you, I guess, is my question?
Actually, yes, because it reminds me of all the guys that I went deployed with to like our Hurricane Katrina shirt.
All right, so Ben, you're on team keep all the stuff.
Yes.
Yes, but yeah, like my Hurricane Katrina shirt, that one has like I went to Miami when it originally hit made landfall in Miami. Then I also went to the Astrodome.
No, I mean, it was great. It's a lot of cool stuff. So you got I got to take some more calls, Ben, but thank you for the call, man. Have a good rest of the day. So Ben's team keep it. Mia.
Yeah, he's with you.
Mia writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Oh, she's a kid. She's like a kid, like college kid.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So she writes, my mom was a cheerleader at Fisher in the 90s. I am now a cheerleader at Fisher. I love wearing her vintage cheer clothes.
All right.
You got a problem with that? What's the problem?
I don't know.
No, it's a problem. She is now a college student who is a cheerleader.
I can't say anything.
Why can't you say anything?
Because she's a child.
She's in college. No, she's over.
She could serve in the Army right
she
now.
She could.
She could go serve with Ben down at Katrina.
Put a gun in her hand and send her overseas.
We could be guarding the Astrodome together.
What? I don't understand why you would have an issue. Kimmy, this woman, Mia, just wrote us on Instagram and said that she is currently a cheerleader at Fisher. Her mom was a cheerleader at Fisher in the 90s.
Okay.
And she loves wearing her mom's vintage cheer clothes. And Tommy, for some reason, just was like, hey, baby. I got a lot of things to say, but I won't say anything now.
Well, I don't want to hurt that kid.
Okay, well, then let's go on to Austin.
All right.
Austin, hashtag, he writes on Instagram, hashtag keep everything. I'm a third-generation high school student from Tacoma, Washington. Same high school my grandparents went to. Same high school my mom went to. I love that high school. I wonder, different name, Woodrow Wilson. Okay.
But nobody cares.
He just writes, he's dictating by voice.
But, you know, to the last one with the girl with the cheerleaders.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about your family history but
you. No, but I mean, but it would be kind of cool to see the vintage stuff. Like, I mean, I would think, like, I mean, we talk about all the time with, like, your kids, Pat, and, like, kids around their age. Like, they seek this stuff out, and sometimes this stuff is really expensive. So if, like, you have a family connection where you get to wear that stuff and you go there or you are currently a student of that place, like, I would think that's pretty cool to wear that stuff around.
I just don't get wearing all this old stuff. Like, I would.
It's stuff you can't find anymore. Yeah, but it's unique.
But this girl's, they make cheerleading uniforms now she can wear.
Oh, do, yeah. Wait,
why is she wearing these old ones?
Okay, I will wrap it up with this.
Right. I don't get wearing old crap.
So that's stupid.
The dumbest.
Okay.
It's the most idiotic thing that could happen in this great country of ours.
So about a month ago.
This is why the malls are dying. You're not buying new stuff.
Well, stop making new stuff. How about that? About a month ago, we went to the Lucky Flea, me and my family. My girls love that place.
Yeah.
And my youngest, she's in seventh grade. She was forced into varsity tennis this year because they didn't have a middle school team.
Right.
So she earned her varsity letter in seventh grade. Very proud of herself. We found a vintage Aquinas letterman's jacket at the Lucky Flake.
Yeah.
And we bought it. Mm-hmm. And she is over the moon. And we had to get the zipper repaired, or we had to get it dry cleaned. But this weekend, we just dropped it off to get the letter put on it. So she will be wearing a 1975 Aquinas letterman's jacket with her letter and her name on it. And she loves it, which apparently makes her the dumbest person that ever lived.
No,
yeah,
because
what
she's
just
a,
said.
She's
it's a, what you just said.
She's a child.
Oh, yeah?
And
yeah.
She's one of the good ones.
Oh, she's one of the good ones. My wife,
and she applies herself, and she gets good grades. So I get it.
My
a
wife
child.
Spotted it first. And she ran around the corner, and she grabbed it, and she showed it to Claire, and they were, like, jumping up and down together, which I guess makes my wife the dumbest.
No, because I have an appointment with her in August.
Yeah, well, it's not going to turn out well, apparently.
And this thing in my back is itchy.
Let's take a break. Everybody needs to cool out.
What happened?
Temperatures are high out there, Tommy.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the heat index. Because once again, we have a story we see far too many times in our area.
What happened?
However, this one has a twist. Because you would never, in a million years, imagine who is accused of making this. Imagine this type of person would be making this kind of threat against the government. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. There was an investigation out in Yates County after an incident all the way back on May 30th.
What happened?
According to News 8, someone made threats that they were going to burn down the Yates County office building.
Jesus.
And then when they were done with that, they were going to physically harm county employees.
Where you're going to burn it and then hurt people as they were running out of the building?
Now, I don't know if it was a running situation. We would find them later.
Okay.
A lot of time on their hands, apparently. Now, here's the thing. There was nothing in this story that details why they allegedly made this threat. And unfortunately, this is not a unique tale.
Yeah.
We've seen, God, 10?
Yep.
A dozen stories where people...
We got to lead the league.
Yeah. Threaten to burn down, blow up, take out government buildings in our area.
At every level.
All the way up and down, Kim.
Yeah. Mm.
Which, not again, it's not a good idea to make this threat. No one has ever gotten their property assessment lowered threatening to blow up a county building.
Write that down.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I know it shouldn't have to be said out loud, but it has to be said out loud. But this specific story...
Yeah.
Is different than all the others.
Whatever.
This week, police arrested a 26-year-old woman.
Wow.
For the threat.
That's a double wow.
You right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A woman in her 20s.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Allegedly threatened to burn down a county building.
Where is that anger coming from, darling?
Like, I gotta
know. One
of my
favorite Ribs Arkansas songs, by the way.
Yeah, I gotta go. I got to know, like, what issue this was over, potentially.
She's too young.
Yeah.
And a female.
She's too young and she's too she.
Yes.
Like, I'm just trying to think of what I was that mad about, like, government-wise at 26.
Okay. I can see you being pissed off at locally, the bar, a boyfriend. Yeah. You didn't get a promotion.
Yeah, work.
But you're going after the government at that age?
So is this officially the first bomb, fire, take out a government building story we've had involving a woman?
We've had a woman before.
We've had a woman.
Not that age.
Okay, but
not that young, but...
The combination of age and gender is what's throwing...
Yeah, that's the youngest rookie we've seen.
Okay, gotcha. But here's the thing. What? It's not like 20-something-year-old women don't go off.
I get it, but not usually like that. Okay. I know they go off, but not in that direction.
Okay, gotcha. Are you more surprised by the age, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, or the sex of the suspect?
Age.
Age is what?
Age number one, sex number two.
All right, is it a close two?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Like, they touch him.
So, Kimmy, you do see it in, any, an older woman, she would have the ability to make this threat.
I just think that you may, as an older adult, have more invested in a reason why you might be mad at a local government.
Okay.
Yeah, office. Things build up over time.
Yeah.
Just kidding, had no time.
All right, well.
Yeah, you don't have enough time. You haven't had enough things to be angry about, I would think, at 26.
Yeah, bad experiences, dealing with people.
Also, as a younger person, I would think you know the chances of you getting caught are higher.
Okay, fair enough. Now, look, all of those arguments, valid arguments. Let me throw this at you, though.
All right.
When it comes to a 26-year-old woman threatening, allegedly, to burn down the Yates County office building, if this alleged incident involved benefits of some sort...
Mm. What benefit you need at 26?
What? Unemployment, WIC, food stamps, things like that. Things are rougher financially for the youth set today compared to when we were kids. Is it possible that more desperation leads to getting angrier sooner at town, county, water department?
Yeah, but man, you went from zero to let's burn it down over some WIC coupons? Come on.
Well, I mean, it could involve, I don't know, child protective services. It could involve a warrant that they feel like isn't right. Like all of these.
All right.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from because we were able to just live freely in our early 20s. But yeah. I don't know if kids these days have that ability
anymore. I feel bad. Like that anger should be directed at your piece of crap boyfriend. Right?
I don't know. I mean, look, we do see women. We actually have had a pretty good run of women doing things to piece of crap boyfriends. We had that story where the woman removed electrical components from a guy's motorcycle. Yeah. We had that story where that woman poured sugar down that guy's gas tank or something like that, whatever that story was.
I've been that boyfriend.
But you deserved it.
Yes.
I mean, going down that road, Troy writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Man! Are you seriously surprised? Look at all these unhinged women on social media. Women these days have absolutely lost it. Okay, man. Shut up, Troy.
They unhinged out there, bro.
And then you see all these men walking around in three-piece suits with nice hats on. Man. Hello, everyone. Politely, gentlemen, ma'am, sir. Shut up.
I mean, we've talked about stories of, like, I guess, younger-ish women losing it over an issue with their kids or something at a school.
Oh!
You know, but it doesn't say anything about that either.
Okay, but no, I mean, that is a good point. A school,
I can get the anger, I guess, more if it's something involving your kid. Like, I can see how that could escalate quickly.
I mean, there are situations involving a county office building that could have kids. I mean, she's right. Kids would be the wild card here.
Right, but even those, like, the people that we've known that have had these issues are older. Like, they're in their flabby 30s.
Flabby 30s. What if they stayed in decent shape?
Well, I'm sure they're out there somewhere. I don't know where they're hiding.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this story out in Yates County. A 26-year-old woman has been arrested for threatening to burn down the Yates County building all the way back on May 30th. She's facing a whole bunch of charges for it, but it is surprising not only the gender. We very rarely see women making threats against government buildings. The age, 26 years old. All right, Tommy, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You're single, Tommy.
Yeah.
Right? You meet a woman. You've been seeing her for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And one night, you're about to Netflix and chill, as the kids said 15 years ago. And she goes, she reveals that she was once arrested a while back for threatening to burn down the county office building. Now, she says, I never had any intention of doing it.
It was way in her past.
Yeah, 10 years ago. The intentions were high. I just said it. You know how those bureaucrats can be. Is that a deal breaker for you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You just went off of this diatribe of, oh, crazy women should do it. And you could look past that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, plus we're getting ready to have some fun here, right?
No.
No, we're sitting down watching
Netflix. Watching Netflix. She doesn't want anything to do with
you. No, but we're going
to
get a little, on the couch.
No. Stop doing hand motions.
How about Ray Romano over here?
No! No!
I would never do that to Ray Romano. I don't think he'd let me anyway. But you know what? I could do worse.
There is a reason everyone loves him.
No, I think in the moment,
I'm saying like relationship-wise. Would that be something where you
would
want to
like
see
movie,
like well, you've been with her for 3 months.
You see a future with this person, potentially.
No, I would not see a future with that woman. To your point, I would sleep with her. But not marry and move in together, play house.
You realize this is why you kept getting assaulted? Is because you didn't immediately run away from these women with massive red flags?
Well, you want to have a little fun.
Okay. Kimmy?
You got to feed the beast, baby.
Same scenario. Yeah. Ray Romano excluded. Netflix and chill, single Kimmy. It's a man who reveals to you that he threatened to burn down a government building, but he didn't intention to do it. You know how bureaucrats can be, blah, 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 blah. Is that the end of that relationship for you?
I'd give him a chance to explain himself. Oh. Like, if he went on to say why, and I felt like...
What do you want
to
hear?
Maybe it was, like, a reason that I could see somebody getting very angry over... And if he's embarrassed by it or sorry for it,
well,
I would
that
give you a chance.
Be?
I'd give you a chance to explain yourself. No, I wouldn't just be like right away, like, absolutely not.
No, I'm with Tommy. I want to know the reason you could hear where you'd be like, oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe
some of those women in there were wearing pants.
Well, you know how women are these days.
Oh, yeah. Pant it up.
That's what Troy says. That's what I heard from Troy.
Burn, baby, burn.
Like, you can't give me a...
Yeah, I can't hear an explanation where I go, all right.
What would it be?
I'm trying to think of, like, I don't know.
arson.
It put you in a really bad position, a family member. I don't know.
Okay, but like.
I don't know. I don't know what it would be, but I would have to hear them out.
Okay, but
honestly, partly because I'm just curious.
All right.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Baron Von Butt writes us on Instagram. He's throwing out theories as to why she may have allegedly.
Oh, okay.
He says she's angry for living in Yates County.
She just hates Yates County.
Is Yates County bad?
No, it's country, but it's nice.
Well, okay.
We've done shows out in Yates.
Yeah, I mean, it's all a blur. You just start doing your crappy-ass jokes. I stop paying attention. You know, I get a ride home, whatever. So we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
How when you make a threat against a government building, it affects you in ways more than you imagine. Because this woman still probably needs whatever she called about from the Yates County office building. She allegedly threatens to burn it down. How does that work after the threat is made? Because if I walk into a Wegmans and I go, I'm going to burn this place down and I'm going to hurt every employee here, I can be banned from Wegmans.
Oh, you are. Yeah.
Okay, I'm done forever.
Yeah.
But you can't cut someone off from government services.
Well, you could.
No, how?
Oh, like the benefits she receives?
Well, whatever. I mean, look, whatever the government is doing for her that got her frustrated, you can't just stop doing that. You can't be, you know, let's say it's a property tax thing. You can't be like, well, your house is ours now because you threatened to burn down Yates County. Let's say she gets some kind of WIC, whatever. Yeah. You can't just take that away.
So I guess you still get your bennies.
But how do you work around that?
Arson and bennies?
Well, like, because, like, you know, she probably can't go into the office building. I'm assuming there's going to be a no contact with the people that work there.
Well, I guess she'd be in jail, though.
But she'll get out eventually.
Eventually.
And by the way, I don't know if you get jail time for a threat like this.
I would hope.
I don't know.
I would think you get jail time.
To be fair, I don't think we've ever followed up with one of these stories to the
end. Oh, I always assumed they got something.
No. I mean, it's a threat.
But, again, but it's a bad one.
Look, I am not downplaying threatening to burn down a government building. Never, ever do
so
that.
So you think you still get your whatever Social Security or benefits, whatever you're coming in there for, you would still get that, but you can't come in.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud.
But do you need to come in all that much?
Well, there was enough where she tried to burn the place down.
There you go.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
All right. So, this is embarrassing, but I was the subject of one of these situations, and you guys covered it years ago.
Wait, you threatened to burn down a government building?
Not quite that, okay. But I made an offhand joke about kind of shooting up an office building.
All right, so here's the thing. Let me stop you right there. Now, Nick, Tommy and I weren't the best comedians in the history of the world.
Yeah.
But we can help you, especially in this area. Here's rule number one. Don't make any jokes about shooting up anything.
You're correct. Okay. You're completely correct.
Okay.
Here's the thing. It was at work, and the difference between me and this woman, obviously, she's probably not working for these people, but a lot of people know you at work, and it's a place. It was debt collection. These people, you'd hear them every day, someone threatening to blow up the building, but it takes one person to take something out of context, and then you're in handcuffs, you know?
Okay, all right. So, Nick, let's walk through this. So you make this
offhanded joke.
Horrific offhanded joke.
Yeah.
Somebody hears it. All right, the police get called. Go from there. Go ahead.
So, I mean, basically, I'm fired. I'm out the door by 8:15 a.m.
What?
I go home. I start having some beers. It was a joke for me. I just start drinking some beers. The cops don't show up for 8 hours later.
Oh,
you know?
So you were arrested. And they fired you, and then they sent the cops to the house to come arrest you.
They told my girlfriend I wasn't going to be arrested. They just did a mental health thing, and then they were like, you know, after that, they're like, yeah, the cops want to talk to you, and they took me in. Anyways, all those charges got dismissed because it, you know, there's camera and audio footage. It got, you know, they're like, yeah, that's not, but they tried to charge me as a terrorist, man. Like,
well, I mean, look, in the defense of that, you did say you were going to shoot a place up in today's climate, Nick.
And terrorists tend to do stuff like that.
I didn't say I'm going to come in here and, you know, everyone's going to get it, dude. It was just like, you know, it was like something like, this is the type of thing that makes people want to shoot people. Something as simple as that.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, no, I hear you.
You know, someone takes it out of context, and you're in handcuffs. So I don't know what this woman did. I don't know what she said, what the trigger was, but
the wrong person
could have heard it. She could have just been like, you know, like, this makes me want to burn the place down.
Okay, and so you're saying maybe, like, oh, all right, so your argument is maybe it's not as bad as we think. It could have been taken out of context.
It It happened to me, man. It definitely can. Like, all right. They take anything like that extremely serious and follow due process.
Okay.
So,
and
right.
He learned his lesson.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, it was dropped, but
Well, Nick, thanks for the call, and I'm glad we get to follow up on the story. We talked about you in the
where
past.
Are that? Where are they now?
Nick, thanks, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Nick.
And he still listens to us.
Let's go back to Kimmy for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had asked, you know, Kimmy said that she would let a guy explain.
I'd want him to explain.
Okay, so let's say.
Like, how did we get here?
All right, so you and Nick. Nick is the guy you're
okay,
with.
Okay, yeah.
He just gives you that explanation that he gave us. Is that enough to look past what he was arrested for?
I only know Nick from this phone call. He didn't come off as, like, dangerous to me. He seems like somebody that learned his lesson about that.
Okay.
I may be willing to look past it.
Good. He redeemed himself.
I wouldn't go that far.
Like, well, to Kimmy.
If he doubled down and it was like, yeah, can you believe these people? I'd do it again, too.
Yeah, do it again, Shay.
It'd be one of those things where it's like, are they sorry about it? Did they learn their lesson? You know?
All right. Well,
like,
good news, Nick.
Are they trying to warn other people, hey, don't do this. It's a bad idea.
Good news for Nick.
What's that?
Sounds like he's got a shot with Kimmy.
Sure does, buddy.
Charlie is devastated. Oh, it's back, baby.
What's going on?
I mean, look, it must have been so successful that they were going to take another run at it. And, Kimmy, this looks like a nationally touring thing that is only in town for, like, the weekend. But even though it looks like it's just for kids, it ain't, buddy.
Really?
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The world's largest bounce house is back.
Oh, wait, the world's largest?
The world's largest bounce house. It's going to be out in Hilton.
So this thing goes like on a tour?
Yeah, so it tours America, it looks like. It's called, let me find the thing here, the Big Bounce America. It is a 24,000-square-foot bounce house.
So that'd be the size of like a drugstore.
Yeah, they call it the CVS of bounce houses.
So all the kids just running there and just jackass?
So like it's hundreds of feet
it's got
long.
A bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there's different themes along the way, like different houses. Like there's a sports-specific section.
But it's an inflatable bounce house.
Yeah. There's like a space-specific section. There's games and all these things. So you buy tickets
for
like $35, and then I believe you get 3 hours of jumping.
Three hours of jumping. Good deal.
Yeah, you're not bad at
the
all.
The kid will
right?
be exhausted.
So here's the thing.
What?
You keep saying kids because you think world's largest bounce house, kids only. Wrong.
It's not.
They have adult-only sessions at the world's largest bounce.
Wait, at night?
Big Bounce America, yes.
You're going to get drunk and bounce?
I don't think there's alcohol. It's at Grace and Truth Sports Park.
I guess you could if you want, but I don't think it's encouraged.
Is Grace and Truth Sports Park strictly a religious place? Because they play sports there,
too.
Yeah,
I mean, I remember it was a big soccer spot growing up.
It's a religious area?
I think it's owned by a church.
A church, but they also play like rec sports there.
Yeah. So
that's where this thing's going to be.
Yeah.
I don't know if the bounce house is a religious thing.
Well, you know if somebody's going to be doing a little of that in a car.
I don't know why you would drink and then bounce. That sounds like a terrible
idea. Yeah, actually.
You're an adult going to a bounce house. That's going to throw you off?
Yeah, but that's going to
take you off your bounce game?
So Kimmy brings up the first problem.
You're going to be puking in the bounce house.
It's sad that you're an adult in this thing.
Once you hear some of the features of this thing, I don't think you're going to think it's so sad.
Do you have it in front of you?
No, but there was like a basketball section. It seems like a dad's dream.
So we have the Giant, which is a big-ass slide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have Sports Slam, which is all the sports stuff. You have City Escape. You have Air and Space, all of these themed areas that you can go jump around. And the adult time is adults only.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, so for $35,
you don't have to worry about taking out any kids.
You got it. Other like-minded adults will be bouncing around.
So you know what's going to happen is a set.
What's it?
Some guy's going to have a heart attack in that goddamn thing.
It was here last year. We didn't hear about a heart attack.
Two guys went down, I heard.
Shut up.
No, you know what's going to happen, though? Every adult is going to have to come to terms with how out of shape they are.
So you're going
to
be exhausted.
Because I don't think I could do bounce house for 3 hours.
It's funny you bring that up, because I am on the frequently asked questions section of thebigbounceamerica.com. Question, do I need to be super fit to attend? Answer, absolutely not. The Big Bounce experience can be as high energy or as low energy as you want. Come in, jump around, chill out one of our inflatable sofas the whole time. Watch the world bounce by.
Wait, you go in there, you just sit on an inflatable sofa with your fat ass?
Well, I mean, maybe you get in there thinking you'll be able to bounce more.
And then you got to take some breaks. It's encouraged.
No, I mean, Kimmy's right. First of all, it's July.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It'll be effing hot.
So this is part of the carnival?
No, when he said that.
It's just a traveling thing.
All right, so it's just on its own.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm asking. I've never been.
I would love. Neither have we.
No, but I know that Hilton Carnival's big out there.
Again, yeah. Nobody said carnival. Yeah.
This is separate.
I would love to know what show you hear versus the show we
do.
Oh, in here?
Huh?
In here?
Yeah.
I always listen to The Beat. Very funny. I love Hope.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Big Bounce America. It's a traveling 24,000 square foot bounce house with different sections. It's hundreds of feet long. It's going to be here in Rochester, out in Hilton, from July 11th to the 13th. And they have different time periods for different kids. They got the toddler session, junior session, bigger kids session. That's where Ryan would go. And then the adults only session. Yeah. You know, I am curious. I mean, it was successful enough where they brought it back.
Yeah.
But I would think, like Kimmy, like the kids make up the bulk of the ticket sales.
Yeah.
No?
No, I would think so.
Okay.
I
would love to know how successful the adult-only section is, like how many tickets they sell.
Yeah.
It's got to be like young people. I'm like 18 to 25.
Yeah, that would
going
be
out with
guess.
A crew just jacking around.
But even
because
there.
If you're a parent, you kind of miss the – I mean, you're not going to go there, bring your kid, and then wait for hours to go to the adult session.
I'm thinking it's young punk.
Okay.
Like punk-ass 22-year-old.
But like, here's the thing. If you go to like a trampoline park,
yeah.
Right, which you have been to recently,
mm-hmm.
You will see parents out there bouncing with their kids.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
And some of those parents that are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, despite the fact that they're, quote, there for their kids,
yeah.
Are having a blast.
They just wanted to try it.
Exactly. I mean, are there more over 25-year-olds that we think that go to these trampoline parks by accident or get dragged there and go, oh, it's actually pretty fun? I mean, they are pretty fun.
Yeah.
They seem very dangerous, but they are pretty fun.
Yes. They do seem very dangerous.
Do you ever see that video of the woman that got stuck in the foam pit at
no.
the trampoline? Oh, my God. You saw it,
there's
right?
a couple of videos of that.
She's a big
adults
one.
Yeah.
Getting stuck
she
in the foam
she couldn't get
pit.
Out?
So, like, you know, like the fun got the best of her.
Yeah.
And she's jumping around, and she does. She runs, and she
disappeared
jumps off the trampoline.
In
yes. Falls into this giant foam pit. And, like, it shows her struggling to get out. And then it took, like, five members.
They had
of
to get
staff.
A crew?
No, yeah.
In her defense, have you ever tried to climb out of a foam pit?
No.
I did that once in my adult life, and I realized, like, man, that was a lot of work. I don't want to do that again.
So you're out on the trampoline park?
No, I mean, I would go to a trampoline park. It still seems like fun, but I'm out on the foam pit part
okay.
of it.
But know? She's in her late 30s now.
Yeah.
And she's ready to go to a trampoline
yeah,
park
I,
on
I
her own.
I kind of want to go to this bounce house thing.
Wait, you serious?
Does that not sound awesome?
No, I'm out on that.
I just know myself, and I'd probably be done with it in about 10 minutes, but I want to
well, yeah,
at least
no
try
bounce.
It.
Okay. No bounce. Boo.
You thought it was funny. You just didn't want to say nothing.
No, well, if I
creepy.
Thought it was funny, I would have laughed, and now she's disturbed. I love my yeah. wife, that's funny. It's not funny. You would have laughed if it was funny. Don't patronize me and tell me something's funny. It's not funny. Let's take a break.